Julian Council, Locked On Panthers podcast, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. All right, sir, nobody is surprised. I don't think anybody is surprised by the firing of Matt Rhule. I advocated that it should have ended after 2 years. I don't recall what your position was on this. Did David Tepper handle this the best way he could have?
Yeah, I was fine with giving Matt Rhule another year to try and get his staff in a better place. And I do think by bringing back Steve Wilks, he's now going to serve as the interim. He did a good job, and he brought in some veterans like Chris Tabor, who's really transformed the special teams unit to one of the better ones in the NFL this year after it was a weakness for the Panthers the last couple of seasons. And he had been an interim last year in Chicago, and Ben McAdoo's offense hasn't been great, but he does have head coaching experience. I did think that Matt Rhule deserved the opportunity to try and get his staff to the place where it could actually be competitive in the NFL. But unfortunately, he got quarterback wrong again. And once you start off 10-23, then start off 1-4 this season, you got to make a move. And I think David Tepper made the right decision as they looked pretty listless on Sunday afternoon against San Francisco. You could at least say that they lost close games in the first 3 weeks when they lost to the Browns and then the Giants in week 1 and 2. But that was not the case against San Francisco. And there was little reason to think that it was going to change moving forward. So why not go ahead, pull the plug, see what Steve Wilks has, and start looking ahead to the coaching cycle in 2023.
Here, Julian Council is joining us here at Julian Council on Twitter. Here's the way I look at it. I don't know if they got quarterback wrong or not. Teddy Bridgewater was better before he got here. Sam Darnold was better before he got here. Baker Mayfield was better before he got here. So is that the quarterback? None of the three are great, by the way. I'm not suggesting that they are.
Sure.
But they were all better elsewhere before here. So is the quarterback the problem, or is what they're doing the problem?
Well, I saw Brian Ives, who is research for
ACC
Network. He had put out the QBR stats in the past 3 years, and only two teams were below the Panthers as far as quarterback rating the last three seasons under Matt Rhule once he's been here in Carolina. So yeah, I mean, quarterback was obviously a problem. I don't know if we can lump Teddy Bridgewater into that, considering like Teddy was never really thought of as the long-term answer in Carolina. We always saw
they gave him a three-year deal though.
Right. And like, hey, that's totally fine. Like, I never had an issue with the deal. It's like, fine, Teddy starts for two seasons. You draft the quarterback at some point in time in the middle of that, or find someone else who can come in for Teddy, and then you move off of him, which I would have been totally fine had he started in 2020 and 2021. But then David Tepper got in the way and decided, no, we can't do this. Matthew Stafford fell in love in Cabo with Sean McVay and didn't want to come and lose in Carolina. And he won a Super Bowl, and they couldn't do anything other than bring in Sam Darnold, who was god-awful in New York, and who would have expected anything other than that in Carolina. It got off to a great start, but it ended as it all has always ended since he's been in the NFL, as him being bad. And then Baker didn't get an opportunity, but the quarterbacks got progressively worse. Like, Bridgewater was the same guy he was in New Orleans. In Minnesota, I don't think he got worse in Carolina. The offense had four guys over 1,000 yards from scrimmage that season under Bridgewater, and then the offense has been awful ever since he left town. So I don't think Teddy was any worse than he was. I felt like he was the same guy we had seen throughout his career. It's unfortunate he could never go down the field and lead him to a game winner and game tying drive. That was, I think, the bugaboo for Teddy. But Darnold just couldn't take care of the football, and Baker didn't get enough time to learn the offense. But even then, he has just been awful. So the quarterback absolutely is the problem. If Matt Rhule had a quarterback, the defense is pretty good, special teams is better, the offense can't do anything because the quarterback can execute.
Right. I just think that the quarterback itself, the actual individual at quarterback, isn't the real problem. I think the way the quarterback is utilized, like, I give some credence to Teddy Bridgewater saying we didn't work on 2-minute drill.
Well, yeah, clearly there's the coaching philosophy. There's something missing there. Like, look at the NFL, everyone's meant to go, I guess, 8-9, 9-8 nowadays. We have 17 games. There's a level playing field. It's not like college where, you know, Ohio State and Alabama, they're always going to have these inherent advantages because of the money, especially the TV money that's coming in through the SEC and Big Ten in the next decade. It's not like that in the NFL. So the way you can differentiate yourself is with the quarterback play, which was god-awful in Carolina, and in by coaching. We saw how they lost a lot of close games, and then if they gave up 17 points, they were 1-27 in those football games. Like, the defense wasn't bad, so clearly there's something else going on, and you're losing 1-4 games, which is what it comes down to pretty much every week in the NFL. So, yeah, it's based on coaching, But no coach in the world, no matter how good or bad they are, because Nathaniel Hackett looks in over his head over in Denver. So clearly he's a problem.
Yeah.
But also Russell Wilson stinks right now. So is it Hackett?
Yes.
Sure. But it's also the quarterback's no good. So in here at Carolina, it was a double whammy of it.
Right.
Coach was no good, and the quarterback play was awful too.
No, there's no question. It's not – I don't think either – like it's a – to me it's a 50-50 proposition. Neither helped each other.
If they have Patrick Mahomes, they're not. We're not having this conversation. Like, let's be honest.
Well,
like,
yes. I mean, how many of those are there, though? Right.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think a good quarterback can overcome like bad coaching. Like Justin Herbert, I feel like is kind of doing that with the Chargers. Like,
kind of.
Likes to be aggressive. What he did on Sunday was idiotic. Like, I don't know. I can't sit here and praise Brandon Staley right now. Like, I'm more questioning him. More than praising him. I know the nerds love it because analytics and computers apparently win football games nowadays. No. Justin Herbert, I feel like right now, is overcoming his coaching. I think you can overcome coaching with a quarterback more so than a bad coach can, you know, or a good coach can overcome bad quarterback play. Like, look around in the history of the NFL. If you don't have a quarterback, you have no chance.
No question.
I'm not trying to give Matt Rule the benefit of the doubt because he was no good in his own right. But certainly, if I'm going to look at one of the two, I'm going to say the quarterback play was the biggest problem for Carolina the last 3 years.
Julian Council is joining us here, Locked On Panthers podcast here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, speaking of quarterback, Baker's in a walking boot. Sam Darnold's not ready to come back. Matt Corral's got Lisfranc. P.J. Walker experience coming up on Sunday in Los Angeles. Do we even know who's backing up?
Yeah, apparently in the practice squad, they have a former fourth-rounder out of the University of Washington, and he was at Georgia originally before Kirby Smart fell in love with Jake Fromm and stuck with him, Jacob Eason. He's
okay.
The backup quarterback.
Look at that.
So he's 6'6", looks like what you would want out of a quarterback. Problem is, no good. And the Colts gave him an opportunity last year when Carson Wentz was out to begin the season during training camp, and I guess he eventually did come back week one. But even in that situation, Sam Ehlinger had already beaten out Jacob Eason, and he was cut, and he went back home to Seattle with the Seahawks. Now he's here in Carolina, so he's the backup. But, Lord, let's hope it doesn't get to Jacob Eason, unless, I mean, you want it to happen, because the Panthers already have the highest percentage chance of getting the number one overall pick, and Jacob Eason is a guy who could get you there, that's for sure.
That is a fantastic analysis from Julian Council, Locked On Panthers podcast. I'm sorry. Have you already started to scout the available quarterbacks in the upcoming draft?
No. I know. I hate the NFL draft. It takes guys that we love back in college, like Baker Mayfield, and they just go out there and pull back every layer and try to find the absolute worst thing about it. You watch the ESPN broadcast, you talk about, oh, hey, what a great moment for this guy's life. But also, you know, his aunt had cancer. Okay, why are we doing this? I hate the draft process. I hate that we're having to sit here every year and talk about the draft because the team's no good. So, no, I'm not scouring through it. I'm enjoying college football for the players actually being in college instead of thinking, ooh, what would they look like in a Panthers uniform? Because as long as David Tepper owns the team, they're probably going to be bad anyway. So does it really matter if I look into the draft now?
You are super down on David Tepper.
Why would I not be? Okay, so
he's a new owner. He's a young owner.
It's not just that. It's not just that. It's not like, fine, he's a young owner. And they're 27, 43 since he got here. But let's not even count the Rivera years. Let's count the last 2 years. 11 and 27. That's the guy he hired to be the head coach of the football team. Okay, let's go to the Charlotte FC, the MLS team here in Charlotte. He fired Miguel Angel Ramirez after 14 matches. And then he hired the interim, not the best coach available, but the interim, who probably, as far as continuity in a young club, might make sense now, but is that the best guy you really could have gotten with all these riches? No. So that's where we're at with that. You had your president, your CEO of Sapphire Sports and Entertainment, Tom Glick, mysteriously leave. He's now at Chelsea Football Club in London. You have the guy who replaced him, Nick Kelly, mysteriously leave after 3 months. We've gotten no explanation what's going on there. And he was considered by a lot as one of the young, bright stars in sports business, and he's not here anymore. They've had multiple execs, including another person with the soccer team who worked in the front office, who left to go take a job with another MLS team as their general manager. So it's not just, oh, we got Matt Rule wrong. It's a multitude of things, not to mention what happened down in Rock Hill and the lawsuit he's going on with that.
I was waiting for Rock Hill.
In Charlotte, where he backed out of having the HQ there and also having the academy there. So there's no presence at that area. It's not just one thing with David Tepper. I don't want to hear he's just a young owner. He's gotten everything wrong outside of putting a logo on a field, which does not mean anything. He has not done anything positive outside of, okay, fine, he gives a little bit of money. People don't care about that. What people care about is whether you win or lose the games the NFL team plays. I don't care about the concerts. He insinuated that we never had concerts in Charlotte until he got here. Okay, fine. Maybe not at the stadium, but does it really matter? We get Billy Joel and we get Elton John if the football team is a win? No, people don't care. As he's now seeing, that people are very upset about how things have gone on. Fix the football, dude.
He invented concerts. You didn't. I can't believe you're not giving David Tepper credit for inventing the stadium concert, Julian Castle.
I understand a lot of people like those acts, but hey, how about you get somebody who's actually culturally relevant in 2022 instead of some of these old acts that people can relive the glory days for?
Oh, come on. Julian, you're on fire today, my friend. I appreciate it. What people want is a plan. That's what they really want. They want a plan. I agree with you. They do not have a plan. They haven't had a plan. Everything I basically have likened him to a catfish. There's the lure. Let me go bite the lure. Something shiny in front of me. I'm going to go bite that. What are your expectations for Steve Wilks in Charlotte?
Well, yesterday's problems are still today's problem. They still have one of the worst offenses, if not the worst offense in the NFL. You're now down to what basically equates to your fourth-string quarterback. Let's remember, going into training camp down at Spartanburg and Wofford College, P.J. Walker was clearly the odd man out. It did not become a reality that he would make the roster until Matt Corral, the rookie they drafted in the third round out of Ole Miss, went down with a Lisfranc injury that ended his rookie season without him ever playing a snap in a meaningful game. Then after that, Sam Darnold hurt himself in that week 3 preseason finale against the Buffalo Bills. He's been out with an ankle injury. Then P.J. Walker magically, in a month time, went from fourth string and playing somewhere else and possibly in a practice squad. I think someone would pick him up. You have to pick up a guy like that who's won a game in the NFL. He goes from being on another team to now being the backup. And now after 5 weeks, he's the starter and Jacob Eason is the backup quarterback. So they have a terrible quarterback situation. I get that P.J. Walker's 2-0 as a starter. QB Wins is not a quarterback stat. It's ridiculous. You really think Cooper Rush is out there lighting up the NFL right now? Come on. Like, P.J. Walker, hopefully he can go out there and do some things better than Baker Mayfield. But if that's going to be your quarterback situation or Baker comes back or Sam comes back, I just don't know how Steve Wilks can be expected to win at a high level, especially when we look at some of the injuries that they've suffered, like Jeremy Chen's on IR the next 4 weeks. I know Frankie Louvu missed on Sunday. Same thing with Xavier Woods, the other starting safety. J.C. Horn, haven't heard anything about his hip injury that he's sustained on Sunday afternoon. And there's talks that they might be looking to shop guys like Brian Burns, Chris McCaffrey, and D.J. Moore. So if you lose some of your best players, whether it's a trade or injury, and P.J. Walker or Sam Darnold or, God forbid, Baker Mayfield is your starting quarterback, you're not going to win very many games. So my expectation is they're probably going to be picking in the top five and that the season is lost, which is unfortunate for Steve Wilks, but it's certainly not going to be his fault.
No, it will absolutely not be Steve Wilks' fault. Julian Council, 10 out of 10 today, my friend. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon. Julian Council was like fired out of a cannon today.
I loved it.
I had it was hard to keep up.